from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You guys see this? Apparently the athletic director for the Longhorns, Chris Del Conte, said that he waited at the Snook Cemetery to meet with Jim Schlossnagel later at the coach's house on Tuesday. So as soon as he gets back from Omaha, being the runner-up in the College World Series, he's like, okay, you're back at your house now? Cool, I've been hiding at the cemetery all day down the street, and now I'll come chat with you. And
no one's going to find me at the cemetery.
Go ahead and get this thing figured out. Just a random nugget there to throw out for Chris Del Conte on the strategy and execution on how to bring the Aggie headman to Texas, and now he's a Longhorn. Just a super, super funny story. I feel bad for Aggies fans, but it's also hilarious at the same time, right? Are you feeling that? I feel bad for you, but I'm also laughing at you, or is it just full sympathy right now for Aggies fans?
I feel a little sympathy because to me, Texas A&M has done everything in their power. I believe they're in line to building a new baseball facility for them. New baseball, say like an $80 million baseball facility. And so, you know, this coaching business is tough, especially keeping your coach. You know, I remember at LSU with Nick Saban when he's like, I'm not going to NFL. And next thing you know, he's at Miami, and I'm not at Miami. He's like, I remember
not going to Bama.
I'm not going to Alabama. You know,
Not going to be the next head coach of Alabama.
Yeah, you do everything in your power to try and keep your coaches. You know, you just do. You build facilities. You help them in recruiting. You give them money. You know, whatever. Hey, what do you need, coach? How can we help you? There's some sufficient programs around the country, the baseball programs that can help themselves. They make enough money. They generate enough money. They don't need a big football gate to get them, you know, to be able to compete. And Texas A&M is not going to take a backseat to anybody when it comes to the facilities or their ability for their alum. Now, I was talking to Bennett about that today, my son Bennett, who's at Texas, you know, and he's like, yeah, we're glad to have the coach and all that. And, you know, and I was talking about, well, you've got the money to compete. And he goes, yeah, A&M does too. But he goes, well, you know, we'll do whatever we have to do at this place. And that's, I think a lot of programs, I think a lot of these athletic directors, we were talking about hiring earlier.
Yeah.
When you hire friends, sometimes that doesn't always work out for you. But nobody wants to make a decision and hire the unknown. Look what the Colorado athletic director did. You know, his program was going downhill, and he made a big push to go get Deion Sanders. And look where his program is now. We'll see if it.
But financially, it's in a good place.
And financially,
you can't keep merch on the shelves.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, every time I go to a sporting goods place, I see more Colorado gear than I do SMU gear.
Sure.
And so sometimes you go out and you hire somebody you have absolutely no relationship with. But this coach, or excuse me, this AD Del Conte, he's like, I've got money, I know the guy, and I'm going to make this hire because I know the guy.
And he's had success.
Yeah. He's had success. And, you know, that's all you need sometimes. But I feel like that you could go out and hire people. I said it earlier, hire somebody that's smarter than you. Just try and do that. It's a bad thing sometimes hiring friends. When you hire a friend, you get in trouble that way. We said it earlier, Mike McCarthy, he hired a friend in Mike Nolan. It was a disaster. You know, when you hire somebody that you don't know, generally that works out pretty good for you. Or you have an AD or your general manager and you hire somebody you really don't know, it kind of works out for you a little bit better.
All right, we'll crosstalk with the Get Right coming up here in just a few minutes. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable and accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel and Frankel for a free consultation at 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. Are you guys pouring one out for over 40 Hooters restaurants being shut down
due
to the market conditions? I think there's a couple local, maybe two of them local. Lucius, I know you're a big fan of that shrimp.
I love Hooters, bro.
The crab legs are really good there, too.
Crab legs are amazing. Yeah. Some of the best in the market, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Crab legs are no joke. And they'll do it. And their clam chowder is not bad.
Have they done themselves a disservice by, hammering home the wings? And maybe they should have been talking about, hey, we're a seafood spot.
A little bit more. Yeah, a little bit more. And they can put some more love into those margaritas, those frozen margaritas.
Oh, they're half-assed.
Oh, man, it costs you like $8, and it tastes like water.
That's not, it's
awful.
That's good.
Their smoked wings were really good, too. Yeah.
I do respect the smoke, and that's why I like at Twin Peaks as well.
Yeah, the smoked wings are good. John, Dawson put us on those.
It's so funny because I went and visited John Gruden when he was working in Tampa, and his original job, he worked at the one in Clearwater.
Is that the OG one?
Yeah, it's the original one. And John went there and jumped behind the counter and cooked the wings for us.
He knew how to do it.
He knew exactly how to do it, and they let him do it. So he just showed up. He had the big steel pan. He's moving the wings.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah. He just said, hey, this was my first gig, and he goes,
forget your first gig.
Hey, it was one of the best gigs he ever had.
I bet it was a gig.
Yeah, it is. And anyway,
ate all the waitresses.
Yeah, but there's been. I think to me, it's unfortunate that they've gone down the way they have. I think the food quality is some way has gone down.
If the wings are not as crispy as they used to be, they're not as big and chunky as they used to be as
which
well.
Which is just unacceptable
for
those
the steroids in those chickens.
And the prices went up.
Prices go up. Expensive there. That's my biggest issue.
Prices go up. Food quality goes down. Just mentioned the margaritas and stuff like that. You can only get so far with the atmosphere of it.
Has the talent been watered down too? I mean, is that fair?
No, I don't.
That's not. I think they.
I would never say that. They're going to walk around in those shorts. I'm not. Yeah. I'm never going to knock them.
I would say that they. I think hiring policies. They're probably still pretty good.
Because they used to corner the market on this type of place. Like if you were a local smoke, this was the one spot.
That was your starting spot.
No question.
Before you launched off into your real career.
We're splitting up the talent and all over these places.
Hooters to Baby Dolls.
You can pay a lot of bills working at those places like that.
You're like the only, Hooters was the only local 5A school. You were bringing all the talent, dominating. And then all of a sudden they pop high schools in town. Now the talent gets spread. Now you're scratching and clawing for a depth chart.
I think you're looking at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks took some
tight
of that.
That's what I'm saying. That's another school that comes into town. Tight ends is showing
Twin Peaks,
up. Now.
Tight ends. I think that, heck, what else you got? You got, was there Bone Daddies? What happened to the Bone Daddies?
My local Grapevine Bone Daddies is no longer. I think it's a Knockouts now.
Bone Daddy's had it that was kind of rolling along pretty well, and the food wasn't terrible.
Bone Daddy's ribs were good,
and then the quality, the atmosphere, everything was good. And then all of a sudden, it was like, well, hey, let's go to Bone Daddy's. Well, they're not around anymore. Well, wait, I just went to one last week, and then all of a sudden they were just here, and then they were gone. But yeah, goodbye,
man. Yeah. Red Lobster, now Hooters.
We hate to see you go.
Red Lobsters, I understand that
one. Those Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
Bite your damn tongue.
Save the Cheddar Bay Biscuits.
I'm just telling you, man. Hey. Hey, the food at Red Lobster, I don't know about that.
I just got pointed in the direction. We were talking about the Aggie stuff. Yeah. They have a player who's in the portal now, but his name's Jace LaViolette or whatever.
Oh, he's one of their better players, I believe.
Okay, so yesterday, okay, just over 24 hours ago, he's tweeting out, thank you at 12th man from the bottom of my heart for everything y'all did for us throughout the year. Yeah. If you're in the portal, you're missing out. If you don't want to be a part of the best university in the nation, this is where people come to be great. Let's go get it done next year. He is in the portal as of 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
I mean, life comes at you fast, man. Jace is like, sorry, guys. I meant what I said.
I need a little bit more NIL money that was, if you want to keep me.
That was like 26 hours
ago. I need
ago.
Him to show up at LSU is what I need him to do. Yeah,
he's going to Texas.
Is he going to Texas?
I don't know.
I think they've got 11 players in the portal. I'm sure a good chunk are going to go to the Horns.
Yeah, good chunk are going to the Horns. Mm. Okay, so NBA draft coming up here shortly. Top of the hour, we get cranking. OG Anunoby re-ups with the Knicks after their trade for Mikal Bridges last night. Now the New York Knicks have the second best odds to win the NBA title at BetMGM, and it's the best preseason title odds since 2000 for the New York Knicks. So, that fan base is going to be rabid and
1972,
obnoxious.
I think the last one, or maybe 70.
I want to play for you guys an ad for what is a new home security system. And I don't know how this is going to really get off the ground. Maybe it already has, but I was introduced to the new home security system. Is this HOA approved? Let me introduce you to the AI home security that is Eve.
Hello, I'm Eve, an AI-powered robotic security system with a powerful paintball launcher to deter any intruder. With my advanced camera system, I differentiate familiar faces from those who are not supposed to be there. Whoa. My design is elegant, but I pack a powerful punch. No matter the conditions, with night vision, sound dispatcher, and a warning laser, I always hit the mark.
Always.
Okay.
Paintball.
So, I'm getting the hell out of the way.
Paintballing, huh?
This is the ultimate I'm not going to trespass on your property type of system here. So it's the Paint Cam Smart Home Security, as voiced by Eve there. The advanced technology detects both humans and pets, utilizing state-of-the-art facial recognition to distinguish between welcome guests and potential intruders. Now, I don't know how you're differentiating here. Okay, someone, neighbor pops over because they need a couple of eggs. Maybe they ran out of milk there and they're in the middle of a cereal situation. All of a sudden now, bang, 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 bang. How do I know that my paintballs aren't going to fire off and hit my neighbor's house? You know what I'm saying? Now we have an issue here.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like that's going to work.
Like, I don't know how you're... But I love, you're sleeping like a baby at night. There's no concerns.
With paintballs?
With Eve out there with the paintballs? Dude, did you hear about the tear gas? There's a tear gas.
You're sleeping good, so you hear that, fa-fa-fa-fa, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
the hell's going on?
And it was just the local stray cat.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Eve goes rogue.
It's an opossum.
This turns into the smart house situation on Disney Channel.
Yeah, this is
now, the... Now she's hitting you with paintballs.
Smart and violent house. With advanced AI technology, Eve can detect and track objects in real time while seamlessly adapting to challenging low light conditions. But it doesn't stop there. Her intelligence extends to recognizing individuals, animals, various objects with precision. Tear gas is a part of the... automatic paintball and tear gas pellet guns appear to fall under the category of home traps. Setting traps on your property made to hurt people is specifically illegal, says... I guess the CNET or whatever. So they're trying to combat this. I don't know how you install this and get this thing HOA.
Wait. You can't set booby traps at your house? Is that what that?
That's what they're saying.
That what you just said?
That's what CNET. That's what the CNET.
It's against
CNET
the Geneva
situation.
Convention rights. Yeah.
So I can't have like a moat or something like that if I wanted to. That's like a booby trap.
With some gators.
Yeah, some gators in there. Cayman
made to hurt people.
Like a Rambo pit with some grass, and then they fall in their spears.
Yeah, why can't I have that?
Spears.
You weren't supposed to be on my property in the first place.
Like, oh, I tripped on the and you're in the, you fall into the pit, and there's like spears sticking up, and you're like impaled.
But like a DoorDasher delivery, package guy, all of a sudden now I'm getting pelted with paintballs. I get to sue you now, don't I? Yeah. I mean, now I'm getting paintballed and tear gas. I think I'd rather be paintballed.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I wouldn't want to be a delivery.
We'd rather be paintballed than tear gas.
Definitely paintballed. 100%, bro.
Lucius, you said you get hit by mace one time?
Yeah, I've been maced.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
Cameron wasn't going to snitch. You knew that.
I've had tear gas, too. I've had all those, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So those are terrible, right?
They're 100% terrible. Unless you have bad sinuses and you're blocked up,
they'll
clear you on out.
Okay, then I'm going to take the paintball, please.
Yeah, we'll take the paintball.
I trust Lucius on this one.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm tanking the paintballs.
We'll see what the Get Right thinks about this next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.